even someone who's been around the block and covered many, many a gig over the years, when you're hearing that Sir Paul McCartney is coming to Buffalo, what's your first thought?
Well, I mean, immediately I turn into the 4-year-old kid who fell in love with the Beatles, and I think a lot of people have those kind of stories. But it's different than any other gig because he is the greatest living Beatle. No offense, Ringo. And he still can deliver just an incredible and very long show full of songs that we all know and love.
Even in his early 70s, here he's still feeling very capable to come out and play a gig.
Absolutely, and I think he's really smart about it. This Out There tour is sort of paced in a way where he'll play a few gigs, take time off, spread it out. And I know he wants to preserve his voice. And at 73, playing a 3-hour show, it's a serious workout, but Paul's done it right, and he's got an absolutely fantastic band. And I've seen him tons on this Out There tour, but had to travel, so it's nice to have it coming to us for once here in Buffalo.
Sir Paul McCartney's never set foot in Buffalo, New York to perform, and here he is finally going to do so. So as a city, tell me about what that does to establish Buffalo as a destination for musicians.
Well, I don't think you can really overstate the significance of this. It's huge, because as we've all seen, we're building here. I mean, things are taking off downtown, Canal Side, we all know, with the pergolas. It's kind of a renaissance. I mean, I don't want to overstate that, but now that we had the Stones, that's huge. That was huge. This is bigger than that. And I think it shows that, I'm sure the show will sell out very rapidly. It shows that the market can support, a gig of this kind of magnitude and a star on Paul McCartney's level. So I think we're going to see that we're not really treated as a secondary concert market anymore, and I think that this is really the watershed moment.
I'll use this analogy, the city of Seattle, how music kind of made that the hip city in the 90s. Is Buffalo poised to maybe become that next Seattle?
Well, I hate to make predictions like that, but here's the thing about Buffalo. There has been an amazing music scene here as long as I've lived here, which has been since 1990. Incredibly healthy music scene, diverse, rich, such a depth, a talent pool of local music. So that could have happened any time during that. It takes things like this and just, real visible signs of growth, I think, to maybe push it to that level. I don't know, do we want that? I kind of like the way things are here in a lot of ways, but we do deserve some attention, and we do deserve to see some people from here having greater success, and I think things like this help that. So who knows, maybe. I always thought Buffalo was as cool as Seattle anyway.
When you started hearing the murmurs, again, tell me about not just the music critic, but the fan.
Yeah, I mean, immediately I kind of take that hat off, although I always wear them both at the same time anyway. I mean, his music has meant so much to me. And it is definitely the reason I became a musician, and definitely the reason I became a music critic, too. I love an awful lot of different kinds of music, really passionately, but McCartney's music and the Beatles' music, he was my favorite Beatle, too, just a little bit ahead of John. But it's just always meant more to me than anything else, and I still go back to it all the time.